But there was a game that I had sort of pegged early this morning. I started looking at it about 4:30 this morning. The Brooklyn Nets taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah, I'm going to use that in today's Rocky Supper Club Daily Play.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets.
How does someone go 1 for 8? F***ing monkey tossing dots could do better than that.
You know why I can do that? Because when I got here, I dominated.
So this morning I was taking a look at this number, and I'm going to peg myself at the number in which I told you guys I was looking at it at. 9 points. The Brooklyn Nets -9 points this evening versus the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I'm really glad to have gotten that number when I did, because as I sort of alluded to here in talking about the Nets and the Kyrie Irving situation, he needed a pause, guys and gals. He just needed a pause. Kyrie Irving is now expected to play this evening versus Cleveland. The Cavs had started off this season actually pretty good. The Cavs were playing a lot better than I thought they were going to be playing to start the season. J.B. Bickerstaff, the new coach for Cleveland, has done a nice job with this group. And Andre Drummond, who was traded from Detroit to Cleveland last season, has been playing some really good basketball. But the Cavs are having a lot of troubles recently. Now, they did win their last game 106-103 over New York, and that was 5 days ago. But prior to that, they had lost 3 in a row. Now, conversely, the Nets, we know what this team can do now. We have seen them against possibly their most staunch competition in the Eastern Conference, the Milwaukee Bucks. And Brooklyn was able to get a victory, narrow, but they were able to get a victory by 2 points, 125-123. Prior to that, Brooklyn had beat Orlando. That was James Harden's first game by 7, 122-115. But Cleveland, I'm sorry to say, I feel like Cleveland is going to be on the business end of the stick tonight. With Kyrie Irving back, James Harden in his third game, Kevin Durant coming fresh off the heels of the Eastern Conference Player of the Week award. So I'm going to take the Brooklyn Nets -9 points this evening. I'm going to take Brooklyn -9. That's a big number. It's been bet to 10 now, however. But because we talked about it early this morning, I was able to nab it early this morning at 9. That's where I'm going to stay. Brooklyn -9. Now, there are a couple of stats and a couple of betting implications, some things that you can look at and feel pretty good about taking Brooklyn against the spread tonight. The Nets, 9-4 in their last 13 road games against the spread. The Nets, 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 games, playing on just 1 day's rest, which they have had just 1 day's rest. For the Cavs, trends go in the opposite direction for against the spread plays, okay? The Cavs are just 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 games versus a team with a winning record. The Cavs are just 2-5 against the spread in their last 7 games overall. All that tells me is that the Brooklyn Nets right now have at least statistical betting advantages as well as inherent advantages in the return of Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving has been a big conversation point on this program for good reason. He has been weirdly absent from his team. He said, according to reporters yesterday, quote, "I'm back. I'm happy to be back." And we got some great pieces and we just move on. And I let my actions and my game speak for itself like I planned on doing. Just needed a pause. Okay, great. Well, if they do get Kyrie to play at 80% of the Kyrie Irving level that we're accustomed to, I don't see how Cleveland can match up with this team. I really don't.